black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's conspiracy theory. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast. You're listening to Black Helicopter News. I'm your host, President Zen1, and I just want to take a minute to say thank you to the listeners. Without you guys, I wouldn't have made it this far. And keep spreading the word about the podcast and the companion Facebook page. We are building a community of like-minded individuals. We are conscious. We are the free thinkers. We are trying to make a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, the tyranny's here. That's why it's imperative that we wake people up. Together we can make this show bigger than InfoWars, bigger than Coast to Coast AM. We can reach millions. But you need to do your part and help spread this transmission to friends, family, and loved ones. That way we can ensure that the New World Order will fail. Alright now, let's see what's making headlines. Fireball explodes unseen over the Atlantic with the power of over 10,000 pounds of TNT. That's crazy. Sanders, two-party system holds back competition. He's absolutely right. Newsflash, the electoral system is rigged for two parties only. The truth is that both parties are corrupt and don't want any competition that will challenge their power and defeat them in a political ring, fair and square. Breaking, Obama opens first FEMA concentration camp in the U.S. Yeah, each camp holds 10,000 people and they want a dozen more all over the U.S. before the 2016 election. These are death camps. They plan on torturing folks that don't fall in line with the New World Order. NASA, phototonic propulsion Mars travel means we could get there in 3 days. That's crazy. Jeb Bush drops out of the presidential race. I really was afraid for a minute the masses of sheep would help bring this man to power, would help this man become our next leader.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen1. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen1, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today. Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
And we're back. So let's get right into this. I've got a special report on the 8 U.S. soldiers that disappeared removing a 5,000-year-old flying machine from an Afghan cave. So apparently there's this report that was prepared for the Prime Minister of Russia by their Foreign Intel Service that states how the German Chancellor has now become the latest in a growing line of Western leaders to make a surprise visit to Afghanistan this month. Following visits by the US President, the British Prime Minister, the French President, his trip was concealed because he was already in India anyway when he was rushed to the Afghan war zone. Why were these powerful leaders of the West rushed to Afghanistan? The report continues, to directly view the discovery by U.S. military scientists of that what is described as a Vimana entrapped in a time well. And a time well is also like a stargate. Okay, and this has already caused the disappearance of at least 8 U.S. soldiers that were trying to remove it from the cave where it was hidden for over 5,000 years. A Vimana is an ancient flying machine. Sanskrit depicts it with different pictures. It's truly fascinating. A Vimana is a mythical flying machine described in the ancient mythology of India. References to these flying machines are commonplace in ancient Indian texts. It describes their use in warfare, as well as being able to fly anywhere within the Earth's atmosphere. Vimanas were even said to be able to fly into space and even travel underwater. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth can't be hidden by the establishment much longer. They'll make the disclosure announcement within the next 2 years that we're not alone. In fact, the ETs, they're already here. They've been here for quite a while. And you'd be surprised to know that there's a lot of them with power and influence all over the world. Some of these alien races are good, and yet some are pure evil and hate humanity. Most people can't comprehend this stuff because it destabilizes what they see as their world that gives them a peaceful place of understanding. Many of the things we talk about on this show can create a cognitive dissonance with those that are afraid to question reality. I don't know about you folks, but I totally believe this. The powers that be have controlled the airwaves for so long, they've been able to suppress the truth about ancient alien visitations, technology, and hypotheses. But thanks to the internet and the alternative media, it's too late. The genie's out of the bottle.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us, just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
So that about wraps up this week's episode of Black Helicopter News. I'm really trying to record a podcast every weekend until my internship is over and graduate New Jersey City University in May. I'm really trying to make the deadline for my new 5-song EP, Rorschach Test, that should be released on February 29th, 2016. All right, folks. As a reward for making it through this episode, you're now being sent unconditional love, healing vibes, and good fortune vibes from me to you. Be safe until the next transmission, signing off.